Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Welcome to my world.
Afternoons at 3.
It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I know, what I like, what I want, what I see.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Life is good. Appreciate. Yes. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. It's 8:48. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I think it's interesting, Greg, that, you know, in a country where you could end the life of an unborn child, okay? You have the freedom to smoke all the cigarettes you want if you're age, whatever it is. Drink all the alcohol you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But boy, oh boy, in most areas, if you try to buy raw milk for human consumption, you are breaking the law, pal.
Absolutely.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, I've been a raw milk, I guess, fan, you'd say. Do I always go out of my way to purchase it on a regular basis? No. Would I love it to be far more available? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I have concerns about how safe it is? Now, I do. Now, my understanding is that what is good for adults that could be in this unprocessed cow milk, it'll build up your good gut bacteria, could build up your defense system against other pathogens, etc. But if you're a baby or very, very young and your immune system isn't fully developed, for those people, that set of people, it might not be a good idea.
Right.
Well, you put a warning label on it. But there's other things you wouldn't give a kid because, well, at some ages, they would choke on it.
Right. So a little research, a little common sense here, Bob? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know, allow Americans, especially in the face of, you know, what they're worried that raw milk could make you sick.
Right.
You're not worried about hydrogenated oil making me sick.
Which they put in everything.
You're not worried about the high fructose corn syrup that they put in everything. You're not worried about red dye number 5, 7, 24, 16. What?
You're twitching again, Bob. Must be the red dye.
Yeah, you're not worried about that. But did he say raw milk? Yeah.
Dangerous stuff. Yeah.
And so we'll see if things change. It's just, look, it's not the most important thing in the whole world, but it is emblematic of some of the other things we're dealing with. So we're going to try to make America healthy again. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being a part of that, Department of Human Health and Human Services, that's good. That's good, I think. And one flashpoint in the debate is unpasteurized or raw milk, which is growing in popularity, particularly among conservatives. Isn't that, wouldn't you think it'd be like the nut and berries, it's all got to be organic group? Mm-hmm. But it's not.
No.
The government and some consumer advocates say the milk can cause serious illness and should be avoided. But raw milk advocates say it has scientifically proven benefits. Allegedly, raw milk strengthens the gut wall, kills pathogens, according to Sally Morrell, owner of P.A. Bowen Farmstead in Brandywine, Maryland. And then in human studies, and these were done in Europe in the last couple of decades, we have less asthma, less respiratory disease, less allergies, fewer allergies in children brought up on raw milk.
Interesting.
More states have been legalizing the sale of raw milk products, responding to growing consumer demand. But in Maryland, there's still a ban on selling raw milk products for people to eat and drink. Morel sells her raw milk products with a label that says for pet consumption only, avoiding the issue of regulation, which we've seen here in Florida.
They get creative with the labeling, yes.
Recently, there's been a big push to tell people that raw milk is dangerous. Oh, they've been doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably have 20 million people drinking raw milk in this country who know it's not true. Sarah Sorcher has a different view. She's with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a food watchdog group. She's against the growing push to put raw milk on more Americans' grocery shelves. Hey, we never said we wanted it on America's grocery shelves.
Right.
Wait, you don't want that stuff to sit.
No.
You want to make sure that your source is good and clean and it's been kept, you know, refrigerated.
You got
anyway,
some family stores. Yeah. You got some, I bet there's some farmers who would love to sell you some milk for your pets.
And maybe that's part of the rub that that the supermarket may sort of be kind of bypassed.
Yep.
It's become an issue recently because a number of states are passing laws that open up the market for retail sales of raw milk. But when we're talking about putting it on grocery store shelves, you have consumers who may have no experience with the product being exposed to that risk. And we're going to see more illness, more hospitalizations, potentially more deaths as a result of these policies. Again, what this person is saying is that the American consumers are too stupid.
Yeah, we're talking about milk.
And that they'll probably feed it to their, you know, underdeveloped child and try to kill them. That's what they're saying. You're too dumb to make an assessment. But yet you could smoke yourself into lung cancer and drink yourself into cirrhosis, and that's perfectly okay.
Right.
I mean, it's
nothing
just
to see here, right?
It's absurd.
It is.
And all the junk that is pushed and promoted to put into our kids' bodies, and they're worried that, yes, there is a small risk in very young child and raw milk. That's true. But you just put a warning on it.
Right. Let people know if they don't know. But do your homework on stuff like that. It's not that difficult.
When they looked at the amount of raw milk that's being sold versus pasteurized, they'll compare that to the outbreak rate. They found that raw milk is 150 times more likely to cause an outbreak than pasteurized milk, she said. So there's certainly a potential. Now, you know, not only is she cooking the milk and killing all the enzymes in it, she's cooking the books, too, this lady.
Sounds like.
Yeah. So anyway, this lady that is more for the idea, she points to the largest milk-related outbreak in American history. It was in 1985, caused by salmonella in pasteurized raw milk.
Come on. Say it
isn't
so.
Single Illinois processing plant sickened nearly 200,000 people and killed 48.
Ooh.
And that's pasteurized milk. Yeah. It's just.
What would Louis say?
Pasteur?
Yes.
He would say,
that's probably pretty sad. That's about right.
What did the frog say when he invented pasteurization? I don't know. Anyway, I just think that's it's interesting that they're so concerned. Oh my gosh, raw milk could be dangerous, but all the other garbage
chemicals
that's on the market,
chemicals they put in everything we eat.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's perfectly okay.
FDA approved, no problem.
If Archer Daniels Midland comes out and says raw milk's okay, why do I have a sneaking suspicion that all of a sudden laws would change in every state?
Yeah.
Where do I get that crazy thought?
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, RFK Jr. will remedy that. I remember that they thought I was crazy. I was in North Carolina, and I said, hey, I want some of this apple juice. But not pasteurized.
Right.
Oh, we cannot do that. Oh, that is against state law. I said, I drink it all the time.
Yeah.
I said, we're not allowed to do that.
Hmm.
And my family kind of made a little bit of a joke out of it.
Yeah
Dad, you're going to go to the Apple Festival and tell them how it is? Well, sure enough, a few years ago.
Oh, that's funny.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
They changed the law.
Really?
Yes. I win again. The people are welcome.
Mm-hmm. And no charge whatsoever for your free advice.
Yeah.
Wish you could charge, but nobody will pay.
Didn't get anything for it.
No.
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 But just being a good American, just being a patriot.
Yep.
Just looking out for your gut bacteria.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, we've got a special guest that's coming in, Brandi McKinney. She's going to tell you about, are they going to build this big music kind of forum in little old Melrose, Florida? Interesting what they're trying to develop there. We'll talk to her all about it. coming up next right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending now. On the Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.